Hey, this is Brian Friedman with NOLA V, and I'm here with Matt Terrio, one of the captains of the New Orleans Brass, a men's roller derby team here in New Orleans. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you for having me.
So before we get too much further, if you had to explain the rules of roller derby, how would you do it?
Usually the simplest thing I tell people, because, you know, very many people are just not familiar with it, it's pretty obscure, is that's kind of like football on skates. But the contact is more constrained. You're contacting with your shoulders and your hips to keep things, you know, civil enough. And basically there's, you know, five people in each team, four of the blockers and one is the jammer. And the jammer is kind of like the ball or the running back. And every time they lap an opposing player, they score a point. Okay. So that's the kind of very basics of the game.
So we were talking a little bit before the interview. My only exposure to roller derby was during the 80s, and it seemed kind of like, you were saying, a cross between football and pro wrestling on skates. Is that sort of pro wrestling aspect still part of the game?
Yeah, it's gone through many changes. It's definitely much more a real competitive athletic sport now than it is about the spectacle. But there's still plenty spectacle to be had. There's a lot of apex jumps. There's a lot of really heavy hits. But there's no more clotheslines, or there's no more staged, you know, events. It's all pure athleticism. And yeah, that I think that was called like rollerball. There were a couple different iterations in like the 80s, 90s.
I also noticed in some pictures that it seems like nicknames are a big part of this. Everyone's got a nickname on their jersey, or is that just I saw in the picture?
There's a couple people who opt out of that, but that's definitely kind of a remnant of roller derby's history. You know, people just have derby names, and it's just for fun.
Any funny ones that you can share on public radio?
Oh, that's a good question. let me think. So there's a skater for Los Angeles who's Satan's little helper.
Okay. I guess, you know, tell us about maybe one of the craziest bouts you've been a part of.
My personal favorite story is we were playing the Beekeepers and over in St. Louis. And so I wasn't lead jam. The other jammer had gotten out first. And I was coming around, and my defense was holding that jammer. I did an apex jump and landed it, and like right as the other team called it off. So I got all the points, and he didn't get any, which when you're not lead is, like, you know, super awesome. So, and the my skin name is Snarl Sagan, and the announcer actually kind of understood that reference and was like, Snarl Sagan goes to the stars. I ate that up.
I'll tell you what, that sounds like a lot of fun. So how can we come see the Brass at their next bout?
Our next bout is going to be right around here at the Lakefront Arena on May 27th. We're going to be playing the Houston men's roller derby team.
Well, Matt, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
For NOLA V and for WWNO Radio, this is Brian Friedman signing off.